Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. John Crockett here, talking all things JLT4. But before we begin the show, the Statesman, he's gone on a sabbatical with the news breaking last week of Isaac Heaney's, what was it again?
Glandular fever.
Glandular fever, that's it. He's trekked off to the Himalayas to find some sort of voodoo cure to help him out and get his boy back on the park. And Steve, back at the old times, just you and me again, mate.
It's really good. Feels like there's a lot of dead weight off our shoulders. It's good. It's good. I'm sure the new list, we've got a lot of new listeners, obviously, so they can find out what it was like back in the old days.
That's it. And with that, JLT4 is wrapped up and draft season is upon us and we are ready to go in 2 weeks' time for the real stuff. Steve, we do have our League of Records draft this Saturday night or afternoon, so really looking forward to that one.
It's the best day of the year, Jono. As my child has been born the week before the draft, it's really good to get that taste of kids' party out of your mouth and focus on something that matters, fantasy football.
Fantasy football. And a lot of news coming out over the weekend. Injuries galore, really. Starting off with Scott Lysette dislocating that shoulder of his. He was coming back nicely, doing a bit of running and kicking drills, but Adam Simpson's come out today and said it could be anything between 2 and 20 weeks.
That's a Neil Baum-like prediction.
The short, medium, and long.
Yeah.
But he's going to have some scans, so they'll be able to assess it by Wednesday, I think it will be, when the show drops. Another big one out was from GWS is Steve Coniglio, out with that ankle injury for 6 weeks. Sliding down your boards just that little bit, you think.
Yeah, I redid my midfield rankings today, and I think I moved him down about 16 spots.
Wow, so what would you put him down to, about an M4 position?
Yeah,
totally see that. So, hey, if you do get him in an M4, it's still going to be a great value pick for you.
Well, I think so. I think he's... but it's interesting, we were chatting on Twitter with one of our listeners who did their draft after the news, and Josh Kelly went in front of Steve Coniglio now.
Wow. So interesting stuff. Hey, did you catch that in news that Lachie Whitfield is back at training?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. I thought he wasn't allowed to come back at all.
I don't know. I don't... Whatever.
That's right. Stevie J out with a concussion. Might miss round one, they're saying, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I got Stevie J pretty low this year, so...
Yeah. Louis did go off with a hamstring as well. There was a bit of interest around him for the Bombers because Tom Bell Chambers ain't playing this year, so haven't heard too much about what sort of grade hammy it was.
I think they said it was low initially, but we'll just wait and see because... Amazingly, Jono, I'd written an article that morning about some late round rucks, and Louis was in that article, so I'll take the credit for that one. Sorry, Louis.
Yeah. Now the old curse strikes again with the Fizz Man. Mm. And if any of you out there do have Brett Deledio, just scratch him right off your board because the GWS have come out and said there is no time frame on his return.
Holy, I haven't seen this.
It was out this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, I just redid my forward ranking, so. Back to him.
That's why I was tinkering with him. Then I've just held off. I'm like, I've just got to start again. This is just ridiculous. And if you haven't heard, St Kilda won the JLT series.
Did they?
They did.
Congratulations.
And they win absolutely nothing. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter at the Draft Doctors. Or even though he's not here, you can still follow him at Statesman33. Check out the website where you can find us, thedraftdoctors.com.au. Head over to Facebook, check out the page there. Hey, shoot us an email. We thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Do you think Statesman found himself a nice Sherpa to help him on his quest?
I think he's found him a couple of Sherpas because he's got to carry all that salmon, got to carry him all those salads, all that Pinot. I mean, I don't think you're going to get a good Tassie Pinot in the Himalayas.
How many Sherpas to carry Statesman's ego?
Not enough in the world.
Oh, just before we get into the content, John, I wanted to talk to our listeners quickly. If you weren't on board with us last year, you would remember we went to 2 shows during the season, and we're going to be doing that again this year. So we'll be having a show out first thing Monday morning for your waivers and so forth like that. And we're going to be having a show coming out either Thursday morning or Friday morning, depending on when the first game starts.
Yep.
So you can do your captains, your late pickups. We're going to be bringing some different content, like some keeper talk, some dual position talk, some trades talk. So we've got some exciting, really exciting things coming up in the regular season, Joe.
Please do listen in, and those captains will be each week on the website. You can check those out. Moving on now to the JLT series. We had 9 games this week, so we're close to the round one. Starting off with the Gold Coast and Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, well, what an interesting match, Jono.
Was it 50, 40, 50 points down and Doggies win by 70?
Just unbelievable. What a fight back. I reckon the Gold Coast would be pretty disappointed dropping that one. But there was some fantasy stuff to come out of that game. Aaron Hall continues to look good.
Yeah, he could be that the old Harry Lumumba again. Just
well, I don't think so. I had him down in my rankings to start, but
yep.
He 121 points for 105 minutes. Looks set for that midfield time. We know he got dropped last year, but he did come back, and he had a more defensive element to his game, and he rattled out some tons. So I'm using Statesman's notes.
Yep.
This is all his analysis. So he thinks Aaron Hall is his ADP on Ultimate's 53 at the moment, and he thinks it's a quality fourth to fifth round pick.
Yeah, no, don't disagree.
Another guy is Michael Barlow. You know, I've been pretty hot on him and scored 109 from 100 minutes, ADP of 88. And the Statesman does think his role will be a concern at times. And I think that's justified.
Yeah, look, I mean, if he's going to pump out those big 120 scores each week, but then throw in that 80, I don't mind that, as long as that the bigger scores are there more often than those lower ones.
Yeah, well, he thinks it's value in the eighth or ninth round. I don't disagree. I'd probably go a little bit earlier, maybe 6-7, but that's
horses,
you know,
for courses, really.
Depends how your team's shaping up. Handsome Tom,
yes,
killed it. 6 snags, Jono. Didn't quite reach the ton.
Oh, so they still don't put an emphasis on goals.
No, still don't put an emphasis on goals in your dream team scoring, but he did score 98 in 113 minutes. He's going to be a super coach beast.
Yes.
Make no doubt about it. Yes, he's a key forward. He'll be up and down. I think he's a gun. Statesman thinks he's worth an 8th round pick. His ADP is 82 in Ultimate.
Tell him he's dreaming.
I don't think he's going that late.
Nah.
I think he'll probably be more like a 6th round pick. And in your supercoach formats, I think he's more like a
3 to 4.
Yeah, probably back end of 3.
Yep.
Cade Colajasny played really well, Jono. They looked to get the ball in his hands. We were all kind of blown away. Must have switched to the yoga per our instructions.
Good on you, Cade. Well done.
Yoga Gorilla back to the rescue. His ADP is 128, but he scored 87. And this was sort of more what we were thinking at the start of the JLT, so
yeah,
he is still going to. He still should be drafted after that 10th round, but it was a promising display. Of course, it could leave a singed taste in your mouth.
Well, we did see it earlier when Rocket E took over at the Gold Coast Suns. He was using KK as that lockdown defender, but after about 4 or 5 weeks, he just let him play, and fantasy scores improved.
Yeah, they need to get the ball in his hands. Gary Ablett, though, this is a big talking point. Started forward. Kicked 2 goals, and then after quarter time was just run around as he does. ADP is currently 37.
Hmm.
Now, if he's in a DPP league, some people are talking he might get that switch. I personally don't think that's going to happen. I don't know, Jono. His injury history is crazy, but he has got the ceiling as well. What do you think on Gary Ablett?
While watching this game, when they did tackle him and push him to the ground, he was favouring the good shoulder, trying to protect that still sore shoulder. Maybe, I don't know, but it didn't look good to me. And if he's playing majority in the guts and he's only got one shoulder, I'm not liking it.
Statesman's got him listed as a 5th round pick. I think if you wait till the 5th round, I think he's gone. I don't disagree.
But
is he just a player we're okay missing out on?
I think so this year. Yeah.
And Jared Witts got back to the number one ruck roll, but Statesman thinks he's only a late round pick, and I would agree completely.
Yes, totally agree on that myself. Moving on to the Bulldogs, a lot to like out of there. Probably not Steve's favourite player, but the first one, he's impressed with the last 2 JLTs, and that's Jake Stringer. Pushing up in the midfield, kicked the 4 goals, 99 Dream Team, 116 Super Coach, half forward through the midfield. It looks like he's playing team football now, if that makes sense, where he's not all about me trying to kick the flash goals and do the impossible. Towards the end of the game, he was running inside 50. Instead of just blazing away, Lockie Hunter was running inside and look to kick to him, kick the goal. But I'm liking it as a late round pick for him. He's a ADP. I didn't write that down, but it doesn't matter.
He's not going early.
He's not going early. No, no, no. Two games is nothing. I would like to see it in the real season, but look, you'd look to pick him off your waiver wire or as a bench player. That's all I'm looking at him for in it right now.
I think you'll probably get him there. And look, we know those low equity picks. If you think maybe the forwards coming back in Cramery and Cloak, maybe Stringer can be more.
Well, that's what was happening. Cramery and Cloak were that more stay-at-home forwards and allow Stringer to push up on the ground.
Well, maybe it's going to be a boon for him.
Yeah. Matty Suckling, man, he really impressed. 95 Dream Team, 108 Super Coach, 79% game time, kicked the four goals. Haven't seen him kick four goals in a long time, with that booming left foot of his. He's interesting one for me. Like, we know defenders, they can go boom bust. I'm looking at him as a D4, more in my 14th to 17th rounds for me. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy having him. I'd probably draft him in the same range as Cole Jasny, to be honest.
Okay.
Sort of more 13, 14. I think he's fine.
Yep.
Just a bit of an injury risk, that's all.
Yeah, but he did look good, so who knows. Caleb Daniel, I know you're high on him, Steve. 87 Dream Team, 88 Super Coach. This guy can get you some real good value, I think, this year. Listed as a forward only in Supercoach, but dual position in your Ultimate Footy Dream Teams. I think in your middle to later rounds is where you can grab him. He's just so clean with the ball and his decision-making. So for your Supercoach format, that's really important. So his disposal efficiency won't affect his scores as much. His ADP is at 137, so that's around the 14, but I think you can get him a little bit later.
Maybe. I look at him as an F4.
Yep, that's where I've got him.
Because he doesn't have the ceiling for me.
Yeah.
He's not going to give you the games that he really wins you a week. So I'm happy taking him in those 14, 15 range, yeah.
Yep. And the last one I want to talk about is Jack McRae. Just the 79 Dream Team from and 96 Super Coach from 80% game time. He's worrying me a bit. Like, I'm just going to slide him a little bit. Like, I don't know if he's just plodding through the JLT series, just getting some miles in the legs, but
he's a bit more forward.
He's playing a bit more forward.
A little bit more forward.
Yeah, so he's not getting that high volume wingman positions that he's getting. So he has been touted as that first, second round pick, but I could see him sliding to a third or fourth rounder for me.
He's not going to the fourth round.
But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But moving on to the next game, we have got the West Coast Eagles taking on the Demons.
Yeah, so it was a another really interesting match. West Coast, man, they've been going pretty nicely this preseason. They rolled out their stars. Andrew Gaff had an absolute bananas game, if you like that sort of thing. ADP, these are Statesman's notes again, just by the way. ADP of 66, scored 145, my goodness, in Dream Team. Should be a great M3, but, you know, this is the sort of thing that should rise his stocks. Obviously, everyone thinks that West Coast mids are getting a bit of a boost from the Sam Mitchell edition. I just think Andrew Gaff's a good player. We know he had some injury histories last year. It sort of pushed his scoring down, so he's a little bit tucked away. I think he's a bit of value. I'm certainly interested in him in Dream Team, not so much in your Super Coaches. Chris Marston, again, can be hit and miss, although he's a potential for bargain. Seems like when the stars are in there, he can give you something. His ADP is 234, so you can do worse than stick him on your bench. Jeez. As a midfielder. He certainly, you know, we know West Coast can be the downhill skiers, but hey, that's good for fantasy.
Certainly is.
Sam Mitchell, ADP is 62. It's interesting to see how far. The travel affects him. He thinks he's going a bit too early. I would agree, but it's going to be interesting with West Coast. It looks like they're going to be flying along pretty nicely. We saw him go pretty well 2 years ago. Whether they can get back to that without a ruckman.
It's an interesting one on Sam Mitchell. He's coming from a team based in Melbourne and never had to travel back and forth, so it'd be interesting to think how they will use Sam Mitchell.
Yeah, well, that's what the Statesman alludes to, and maybe they do give him a rest every now and again. But look, if they only rest him, if they rest him twice, who cares?
Big deal.
JJK again had another great week. Value forward who can win you matchups on the right grounds. I certainly like him as a I think I've got him as a high-end F2 in Dream Team scoring and as a top tier in Supercoach. So I've got him in the top 7 forwards in Supercoach.
Yeah, can see that.
Elliot Yo-Yo. Whoa, he had a good one. ADP of 141, but and as the statesman says here, has burnt many.
Certainly, yes.
So he certainly can provide value for those who are going to take him. It seems like he's a little bit more settled in a role. So yep. Maybe, and that's something Yo talked about in the off-season, that he'd been, you know, J-Lo doing a lot of things and not doing all of them particularly well. So maybe he can just focus in and do the movies or something. What did J-Lo end up doing? Just being rich?
Yeah, married she's a few not, backup dancers.
She's not Jenny from the block anymore. She's Jenny who's been around the block.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Hey-yo. Wellingham. Star of the preseason.
Front runner for the Henry Lumumba Cup.
Henry?
Yeah.
Hank Lumumba. Yeah, look. He's, as the statesman alludes, he's could burn, but has averaged 80 over 80 before when he was back at the Collingwood midfield, I'm assuming. I'm interested, man. I'm really interested. He's a late round pick, but remember when we were doing our prediction show and the statesman said he didn't know who was their running defender?
Seems and I like said, he's
it's Wellingham. It looks like it's Wellingham. And this is his second season back in defence. So, you know, maybe that's just going to be continuity and scores will follow.
No, Wellingham seems to be going all right now. And if he stays fit, could be a good pickup.
Yeah, look, his ADP's in the, almost 220.
So it's almost it's basically undrafted.
Basically undrafted. Just stick him on your bench. Whatever.
Ride that lottery ticket to your draft win.
Absolutely. And Dom Sheed, he's got written down for some unknown reason. He
maybe
says midfielder.
Stick at you.
Well, I'm not drafting Dom Sheed. I like him, but he's no value as a mid only.
Nah.
He does say his mid's averaging in the 70s, so not much value. Stocks will rise with injuries and retirements.
You would think so.
Which, fair enough. So, oh, I still think he can get dual position if he plays on the half forward
so
line.
So grab him in your keeper leagues, but other fantasy games, not just yet.
We better speed up.
On the flip side, we got the Melbourne Footy Club. Clayton Oliver. Back-to-back week, just tearing it up. 126 Dream Team, 122 Supercoach from 73% game time. This guy was on fire, involved in everything on Saturday night, playing the guts again. Six marks, seven tackles. I like this guy in the 15th round. He's a mid-only, and that's my only concern with him. He's a mid-only. I'd probably only like him as an M6 or 7 for me, if you can keep those scores up. So
I'd think he's more for your super coach as well.
Yeah. So a big impact player there. Love it if he was DPP, but we're not seeing that. Maxi Gorn, 54 Dream Team, 68 super coach from 81% time on ground.
Quit your words, Jonas.
this guy, two ruck combos. We're seeing a lot of it this year. It is killing fantasy scores. Do not like it. He's still going to be a top-tier ruckman, you would think, but the article came out that Jay Spencer has pretty much played himself into a round one gig, and I don't like it, Steve. I don't like it.
I hope someone else drafts Gorn, and I hope Gorn stinks for the first 4 weeks, and I go trade for him, and then they get rid of Spencer when he's doing nothing because their forward pressure stinks.
That is true. But Jaden Hunt was a good one. Probably not going to get drafted at all, but 101 Dream Team, 111 Supercoach. We have spoken about him before.
Love Jaden Hunt.
As a plug-and-play sort of player. So you just got to pick your right team, that Melbourne are going to play, and he'll score you well. Bernie Vince has been touted as that D2 position for you this year. Just the 45 Dream Team, 49 Supercoach from 86% time on ground. Look, listeners, defenders are going to put up these stinkers from time to time. He was playing the plus one role. Back there in defence. So when that sometimes that does happen where they don't score as well, but Bernie Vince is going to be averaging that 90 this year. No worries at all. The last guy I want to talk about is Jack Viney. 76 Dream Team, 70 Supercoach from 71% game time. With the arrival of Jordan Lewis in that team, he doesn't seem to be that number one grunt guy. He just seems to be doing jobs in that midfield where it's really affecting his score, and I'm not liking it. It's really got me worried, and I'm sliding him down to an M4 for me.
I'm not too worried about Jack Viney. I think Melbourne, I think the second game, the one against Carlton, that was their match where they rolled it out. This one, I think they were still mucking around a little bit. I've got no issues with Jack Viney, to be honest.
Okay.
They have tried him forward a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly all over him. Maybe the captaincy will affect him.
Possibly.
Maybe that's a thing. Who knows? He's, you know, like Kieran Jack, his game might suffer and he'll, you know, just do the team thing sort of thing.
That's what he seems to be doing in that midfield. So just one to watch before round one. Moving on to the next game, we've got GWS versus North Melbourne.
Yeah, watched this one with interest. I didn't think North were all that bad. But GWS, man, Heath Shaw. Did he dominate?
He did.
He's the top defender in Supercoach, possibly. He's top three in Supercoach and in Dream Team. He's going to be right up there again. I think the midfield injuries, I think that can only help him. His scoring, which is interesting thing, but he was fantastic. I'll be considering him at five, Jono, in our league of record.
That would throw a lot of people right off.
Okay, Toby Green, dominant, cool. Dominant forward performance.
I think we've both got him in our top 10 forwards this year.
Devon Lunch Meat Smith. I've moved him into an F1.
Well, with lids out, lunch meat in.
Just watching this match, man, GWS is just going to smoke so many teams this year. Devon Smith's a gun. We all know that. But it kills me to say it because I know the Statesman will be listening to this cackling his ass off. But, man, they are going to blow some teams up, and Devon Smith's going to be a big part of that. He's a quality player. So lock him in as an F1.
Yep.
I think I'd take him in the back of the third, start of the fourth.
Okay.
Because he's not a high-end F1. Like, let's be honest.
Oh, no, no.
But so good. Steve Coniglio, obviously the injury, 6 weeks. It's come up as, so people are talking about the value and who gets the bump. Is it Tim Taranto?
Hopper.
Could be Hopper. They're both listed as a forward, so I'd probably take a stab on both of them late in the draft.
Yep.
Maybe in your super coach. But it's interesting. Like I said, I've slipped in 15 spots, I think. So Steve Coniglio, man, him and Whitfield out of that midfield, there's going to be opportunities.
Ryan Griffin.
Ugh. Dylan Scheel, man. I love him, but the time on ground just kills him.
It certainly does, and that's always been a big factor for him.
So I don't know about Dylan Scheel. As soon as Ryan Griffin's out of this team, I'm all over him because he's a fantastic player, Jono, but I don't know. Would you be happy with him as a midfield four?
I would want some quality in front of it.
Yeah.
Quality in front of it. I'd be much safer at an M5 for me.
I'm probably looking at him around 8 and 9.
It all depends on what's still in your draft.
People
as well.
Like Dylan Scheel, so
I like Dylan Scheel, but
he might not be there.
I'd love if I can get him later. I'd love it, but 8 or 9, yeah, I'd have to see what's still around.
Here's a really interesting one, Jono, and I want to give you some numbers here. What if I told you there was someone who's going to be listed as a D2 for basically everyone? I would assume at this point, but he'd played 85% time on ground, 71% time on ground, and 78% time on ground in the JLT, and hadn't cracked 80.
Who's that?
Zach Williams.
Ooh, everyone's high on Zach Williams, including myself.
Yeah, and really interesting. An 80. Really interesting, especially in that first one, because we know they rested basically all their stars aside from Josh Kelly. They had every opportunity in the world to play Zach Williams in the midfield if they wanted to. Didn't.
Yep.
I'm really concerned about his scoring because we saw the second half of last year. Really, he fell away quite a lot. And I've got some questions. If their midfield's going to be so dominant...
The ball ain't going down there.
And Heath Shaw's going to get his. So it's really interesting for me. I've got some issues on Zach Williams. Maybe my Schoenberg on bet's not going to lose.
Well, after what he performed on the weekend.
Well, they don't care. Okay, but on the other side, there was North Melbourne. Jared Waite, man, he played awesome.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I had no phone reception.
Oh, he played awesome, man. Like, he kicked 5 goals. He was up the ground. He moved really well. I can't draft him anything better than an F5.
Did Ben Brown play that game? Or was he still injured?
No Ben Brown. But look, Jared Waite played really well. I can't draft him, but he's going to show up in your drafts because of his high average from first half of last year. Look, maybe he's on the bench. Maybe someone drops him. Maybe you use him in the right matchups. But for me, he's hard to use as an every week start. Sean Higgins didn't play heaps of the game time, but he's definite. yeah, definite value as an F3. Jamie McMillan, again, just
tearing it up,
trotting around, doing nicely. Certainly good as a D3, D4. I like him because he's a little bit hidden, not a big name.
Yep.
So I'd certainly jump on that. Ben Cunnington, could he be value? He's not playing round one.
No. And
so, I mean, he's a bench pick.
He's an unsexy as hell pick.
He looks fit, man. He looks good. He should score better. But he loves missing a goal, though.
He's like 22 and just no hair. It puts you off. He looks like a 40-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know. I might pick him late. But Trent Dumont, I'll probably use him in round one if... maybe in your daily fantasies, because Ben Cunnington out, Trent Dumont's going to go bonkers in that midfield.
He certainly will.
How's this one for an interesting pick? Ryan Clark, man. They were running him through. They've run him through the midfield. In the second JLT, he got injured early.
Yep.
Didn't play, but they ran him through the midfield this whole match. Listed as a forward. They've got some... He's pretty high up in the odds for the Rising Star. I'm thinking he might be a bit of value. If he's going to run through that North midfield as a forward... The point's got to go somewhere.
They do.
And the ruck situation, man, I don't know. I'm probably just avoiding Goldie. You know we're all about the late rucks. But
yeah,
with Ben Brown being out, I can't imagine they're going to play Majak.
No.
Maybe they will, but I can't imagine they're going to play Majak, Proust, and Ben Brown.
No, you can't.
So who misses? I don't know.
Mm.
Which means I can't take Goldstein.
He's still going to go high, but... I don't trust him either.
I think you could take him high-ish in Supercoach, but Dream Team, he's really only had the one banger season.
Yeah.
So I'll probably just avoid him and let someone else deal with that headache.
Yeah, I'm totally avoiding him. And we've done a few mock drafts over the pre-season, and I'm all about taking the late ruck value this year.
Yeah, you build your depth.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Moving on to the next game, we're talking Freo and Carlton. It was the Freo midfielder show here, basically. Nat 5 with an ADP of 19, 147 off 105 minutes. He's just going off the Statesman's notes here. Due to injuries, it's great value, and he's at the top of his games. But in brackets was Carlton. Lucky Neal with an ADP of 13, scored 133 off 89 minutes. He's going to be a slow start to the season. Building minutes... as well, but guess what the Statesman says? Was Carlton.
And it was.
Steve will get to Carlton in just a couple of minutes, but Stephen Hill, his ADP's of 132.
Love it.
I'm all about Stephen Hill. I love him. 117 off 98 minutes. Again, his midfield minutes are building, but he's been solid throughout the JLT. But again, it was Carlton.
Well, Monty from FanFooty made the point to us... in the Periscope when I did the mock draft, that last year there was a little bit of a shift for Hill to move back inside a little bit more. And you've seen that again this preseason.
Yeah.
He had Stephen Hill quite high in his ranks, and, you know, he's certainly shaping his value pick. So shout out to Monty.
Yeah, and I love Stephen Hill. He's one of those players, like Steve, he loves to watch Mickey Walters. I love watching Stephen Hill play. The last guy on the Statesman's list is David Mundy. ADP of 119, 108 points off 93 minutes. I don't think he was interested in this game. He's going, let's just stop here. They were playing Carlton. But Mundy has had a solid JLT series.
He has.
So where would you rank him now at the end of the JLT series? Would you put him inside a top 50 at all?
He actually, when my new midfield rankings, he's number 50.
Well, there you go. So that's your Freo players right there. And Sandylands as well. Looking pretty sharp too.
Absolutely. Carlton, man, they stank. I've been watching this team over the preseason. They stank.
Lock them in for the spoon, you reckon?
If either they're playing massive like JLT, playing it down, gonna unleash some sort of monster game plan, or I'm working in their what would you call it, the promotions, the marketing department. Yep. Going, boys, come on, give us something. Throw us a bone.
We can't just keep rolling out Crips all the time.
I know. But there was some fantasy highlights. Matty Cruiser, man, shaping up as one of my favourite. If I just punt ruck completely, I'm drafting him in round 22. Scored 100 and 105 Supercoach.
No Phillips, no Gorringe, no nobody. Just
he's sole ruck. He looked okay. He's getting around the ground where there's no forward time for him. Forget it. There's no forward time. But I will say this, if you do go this way and completely punt rucks and go cruiser in round 22, you're going to have to sort something out for what happens when the other guys come back, because they will come back after round 7 or 8.
So build his value early, punt him that early, see what you can get in return maybe?
Yeah, I just think it's a real... You know, if you go this way, you have to have a plan, whether it's you're going to trade for another player, like Hope, Goldie, or Gorn
fall
in value, and then maybe try a swing a deal or grab a Scott Lysette or something like that, who's obviously injured at the start. So that's my advice there. Gibbs is just a gun. Got no problems drafting him. Cade Simpson, what a superstar. He'll be a high-end defender, top five defender in both forms.
Yep.
He's the only guy in the defense who can actually kick the ball.
Yes, you alluded to that in our group chat, that Doherty can't kick to save his life.
Well, that's... I'm putting it a little bit harsh. I didn't quite say that, but yeah, the Aegis can get bent. Simpson's going to kill it. Sam Doherty, yeah. Defensive beast, definitely get him in Supercoach, but yeah, just low-key. When he's kicking to a contest or whatever, he tends to favour the other team.
Oh.
Or the out-of-bounds.
Brody Smith-esque, then.
A little bit Brody Smith-esque. That got pointed out to me by a diehard Carlton fan, and I took a closer look and went,
thanks for pointing that to our listeners.
So, yeah, interesting. He's certainly going to be one of the top two defenders in Supercoach, because he's just a fantastic player back there. Jacob Wiedering, man, what are they doing? They're playing him forward. They're playing him in defense. They want to use him as a swingman. Just
the old Michael Hurley swings and roundabouts here by the look of it.
Yeah, and they kind of killed his fantasy value, so just leave him in defense. He did kick a goal when he went forward.
Big deal.
They need him back. This is the thing. They've got Sam Rowe, Simon White just getting destroyed back there.
You know, you got Charlie Curnow and these guys in the forward line. Let them develop. You don't need to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate it. I'm certainly interested in Wiedering in my keeper leagues and in Supercoach, but in Dream Team, I just don't know. If they're going to play him forward, I hate it.
Nah.
Mark Murphy, man, I'm not interested. It's pretty funny. We build these storylines like, oh, Dan Henry's just trotting around in the JLT, not scoring well.
He's not drinking, that's why.
It's killing him. but Mark Murphy's doing the same thing, but yet we'll paint the story that Mark Murphy sucks. I just don't want to take him. He's an back end, M5, Six. M6 for yep. me. I just don't trust him. Cripps, what a star. Don't like him in Dream Team, though. Just the preseason, no preseason.
Think it's going to hurt him later on?
Yeah, I just don't think it's that good. Supercoach, obviously, look, he's a fantastic player. I'm not having a go or anything like that, but Supercoach, I'd prefer him as an M4. Maybe as a low-end M3, but that's about as excited as I can get there. Matty Wright, again, I don't mind it.
Yep.
He's just a blue-collar player that does his job, scores okay. I'd like him as a low-end F3, probably more F3. Like an F4.
Yeah.
But that's sort of what I think about him. And Daisy Thomas, man, just a void. Like, he's got a player option for a fifth year if he triggers clauses. Man, they aren't going to play him.
Nah.
Bruce Palmer got 87.
Bolton's just going to hold his contract up and burn it.
Bruce Palmer got 87 Dream Team points, just quietly.
Kicked a couple of snags, did he?
No, he laid some tackles. I don't think he kicked a goal. I don't know. I was just busy watching the 87.
Just cutting your eyes out, just watching Carlton.
I've got to trade him, man. I've got to trade him to one of you guys for like two teams. I'll take on the extra work.
That's all right. Hey, if you do like the show, please do hit the subscribe button. And you can do that by checking us out on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. If you happen to have a few spare minutes, hey, leave us a review. It helps us. We'll read it out on the show.
We actually had a couple and I forgot to bring him, so...
Hey!
Yeah, I know.
Next week, we'll have a review show.
Yeah.
So yeah. Check us out, iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Hit the subscribe button. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and if maybe you don't want to tell your league mates that you've discovered this awesome podcast where they suggest drafting Reece Palmer and Ty Vickery, well, maybe tell someone you know who's not in your league. Or like Jono said, leave a review. It really helps us out.
Yeah, and don't do what one other person on this podcast does, is fill your league Facebook page up with your super awesome player that you want in Tom Lynch.
Yeah, look, guys, if you're in a league and you've got a Facebook page and one of your mates lets it known that he's pretty keen on a player, you really have to drive that player's value into the ground and just post meme after meme after meme saying how good they are. Get it in the other league mate's head. Yeah, I better take that guy in round two.
Oh God, I hope not. I'm walking out the door of our league if that happens.
If Tom Lynch goes before your pick in round two, I'm applauding and probably giving $10 to whoever takes him.
If it's one person who I hope it does take it, I can make an easy trade there and there.
Well, right. You're probably getting a better value, actually.
Exactly right. Moving on now to Collingwood and Richmond.
Yeah, down in Moi.
Yeah, well, it was only about 45 minutes from that game, actually.
Did you go?
Nah, I wanted to drink.
Well, if you had have gone, you would have noticed Adam Treloar just killing it as usual. Take him as an M1 in any form of the game. Pendlebury did miss with an Achilles something-something. And Collingwood were coming off the trip to Western Australia where it was 8 billion degrees, apparently. So
yes,
maybe that did them good because they started out really hot. Taylor Adams, man, he's just a top 5 defender in any form. Still injury prone. Did come off for a little bit, I think. But he's playing as a midfielder. Don't know how you don't take him as a top 5 defender.
Lock it in, people.
In Dream Team, he's my number one defender.
Yep.
Jay Smooth. Josh Smith.
Liking it.
My God, did we call this one. He is a defensive sleeper pick, but he is a running machine. And he will absolutely play, especially for your Dream Teams. Love this pick a lot. The Ghost of Ben Reid actually played a massive game, just floating around, taking marks at will. But Richmond's disposal wasn't particularly great going forward, so take that with a grain of salt. Tom Phillips, man, this guy's just too good to ignore. Like, his preseason's been fantastic. List as a forward, and his ball use inside 50 was actually pretty good, man. He was hitting targets, playing well. We know he's a running machine. I'd take him as an F5.
Yeah, why not? Not going to cost you anything.
No, absolutely not. Got no problems with that. I've got some concerns about Steele Sidebottom.
Yes.
Yeah,
me too.
I've got him moving down a little bit. With all these midfielders, we know how damaging Sidebottom is forward. He might get DPP forward status. Not sure. That's a really interesting one.
Was he playing off half forward, pushing onto the wing? Or?
Yeah, he's just that half forward winger, and it's, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he'll have his games.
Yeah.
He's too good a player not to, but that's a really interesting one, man. There's some guys I'm starting to prefer over Sidebottom. I've got no problem taking him as my fourth midfielder.
Yeah,
in Dream Team or Supercoach for that matter, but that's kind of where I want him as my fourth. But you might have to take him as your third if you want him.
I got him as a second midfielder in our listener league.
Couldn't be feeling good about that, Jono.
Not anymore.
Brody Grundy, Dream Team, yes. Supercoach, no.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay, and this is how I felt all along. He just doesn't win enough hitouts, and he just doesn't win into advantage, so he's missing out on all these free points.
Mm.
So he does his best work around the ground. That's where he makes his money. And love him. Good player. Like him, seeing how he goes around it. But he just loses too many points in the hitouts for me to really be a... I mean, he'll be a top 5 ruck, probably. But, I mean, if I have to take Grundy in round 2, or I can get Shane Mumford in round 6...
Taking Mummy.
I'm taking Mummy.
Yeah.
Okay. Jackson Ramsey and Braden Maynard were just raking across halfback.
I finally got something right about Jack Ramsey.
So, you know, that was good to see.
Sharon Goat on the park.
Sharon Goat was on the park.
Yeah.
In the VFL.
Oh.
Stings. And Jeremy Howe was actually having a pretty quiet day, but got into the 80s in the end. So I certainly like Jeremy Howe.
I do too.
Richmond, man, they were just lackluster, but they really came back at the end of the game. Dustin Martin, man, him in the midfield, just a possession machine. Did burn it a few times.
Kicking goals?
He kicked
three, didn't he?
He kicked a couple, yeah, and good goals, and he's a gun, and he has, they showed a stat, he's got the best, since Champion Data have been monitoring the games, he's got the best win rate in one-on-one contests in the forward 50 ever of anyone.
Shooting up the draft board.
So I certainly love Dusty. Yeah, he's just a gun. Nankervis. Mm. You can bank on Nank.
Bank on Nank.
He's
like
basically
it.
Brody Grundy light going 17 rounds later.
Yeah.
So he was good again. Like the Nank, does some good work around the ground.
Ruck forward too.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. So interesting there. You can certainly snake him off people who have avoided a ruck.
Yes.
So
good little tactic there if you want just... grab a few late rucks and trade them off to build your depth other way.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. If someone came to me offering trading me a ruck, I'd tell them to jam it. Like, honestly, like, if they've drafted three rucks late, right, that's going to be filling up. Like, I know Statesman did it, but if that's filling up their bench, they're not going to be able to hold those guys come round one because they're not taking shots on other guys.
It's just a tactic I have seen, so.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be falling for it. If someone comes here off trying to trade you bloody Toby Nankervis, tell them to jam it. Go pick up Reece Stanley.
Ooh.
What's the difference? 10 points. Okay, Bashahuli had his first game of the preseason.
This I'm interested to hear.
Yeah, 25 touches. I thought he was all right. You know, that's they need him.
Oh, they do.
So I certainly got no problems taking him as a high-end D2.
Yep, no, that's where I got him. Form.
That's fine. Anthony Miles played it good again in limited dream time. Just can't take him. Josh Caddy did the most Josh Caddy thing ever after having a good game. Having a crap game. So that's what's going to happen with Josh Caddy.
Yep.
And he'll probably average you 87 or 89 over the season, and he'll do it by a series of 130s and a series of 40s.
Quite possibly.
So he's spending more forward time than Dusty, but unlike Dusty, he doesn't find the ball at will.
Yep.
Deon Prestia looked fine again.
Just building nicely, you think?
Yeah, I've got no problem. He's probably in the, much like Dylan Scheel role, but I'd probably take him over Dylan Scheel.
Mm.
So... yeah, so it was really interesting.
Moving on to the next game, we got Adelaide and Brisbane. Starting off with the Adelaide Crows. Written about this guy on our article on the website. It's Rory.
It's a long show, Jono.
Oh, I'm trying to go quick.
I wasn't bagging. I'm just saying, there's a lot of games.
I know, 9 games. How do we do this? You and I back in the old days. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Rory Atkins, man. Loving this guy.
Oh, I was drunk. That's how I was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did what he did again like he did last week. 104 Dream Team, 109 Supercoach from three quarters of a game. He's taken that wing roll like a duck to water, man. Another 30 possessions, kicked a nice goal against his ADP is 257.
Free.
Freebie, but I'm loving this guy as an M6, M7 if he's producing scores like this. Really love it. Massive upside to this guy. Playing that wingman's role, kicking a couple of goals. Crows are looking to get the ball in his hands, so points galore on offer for Rory Atkins.
Huh.
Richie Douglas.
Oh, no. No.
Look.
No.
Hey, you don't know what I'm going to say here. 98 Dream Team, 123 Supercoach. He's playing the guts, but there's no Matt Crouch, there's no Rory Sloan. He's listed as a mid-forward.
No Big Papa Pump.
No Scotty Thompson. Don't go chasing the rainbow, people. Just don't get sucked in. His ADP is actually 163. Can you believe it?
Yeah, because people go, oh, yeah, Richard Douglas.
Look,
doesn't stink.
If he gets me 85 average as a forward, then I'm taking him as an F4 or 5, but don't get sucked into him and put him any higher, people.
Yeah, if he's my F4, I'm okay.
I'm okay with it as an F4 or F5. But, yeah, look, don't go chasing him, people. Again, another bloke, Mitch McGovern. Don't go chasing the points on this one. 96 Dream Team, 110 Supercoach.
You know what I loved about that, though, Jono?
What's that?
Streaming key forwards against Brisbane. It's going to be a thing again.
You just took the word right out of my mouth. Look, as my notes say right here, as we saw last year, key forwards scored well against the Brisbane Lions, and it looks like that trend is going to continue. So, look, this guy's got an ADP of 323. When the Crows play the Lions... pick up old Mitch McGovern because Tex Walker has a slight, I think, hamstring tightness, so looking in doubt for round one as well. How can we talk about the Adelaide Crows and not Curtly Hampton? yeah, solid game. 80 Dream Team, 90 Supercoach from 75% game time. He's played himself into a round one spot there in the midfield, and he's listed as a defender, so...
Where are you taking him, Jono? We know he's one of your boys.
So he is one of my boys.
I better start getting his photo up on the bloody face.
Don't you dare. Oh, look. I'd love him. I reckon I can get him as my fourth or fifth defender.
Round 18.
Of 18 to 22.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's where I think I can get him.
There's a bit of salary cap hype.
A lot of salary cap hype.
So.
Thanks, salary cap websites. moving on to the Brisbane Lions. Dane Beams, man. These are the statesman's notes here. ADP of 54. I think you can scratch that because he's certainly shooting up the lists on that. 127 Dream Team from 101. He looks fit and free moving. So
I think I moved him into a back end M2.
Wow. I
like 19, I think.
I'd be comfortable at an M3, but probably not. Oh, M2, M3. But
well, if you went mids heavy.
Yeah. But still got that injury risk, but he's shooting up everyone's boards, you would think now. Good old Steph Martin, ADP of 42. No, Stoll rucked pretty much the game because Archie Smith wasn't there. 125, Dream Team 107 minutes. Can slide a bit for you, you think?
Yeah, he might be there in rounds 4 and 5, and he might be someone I look at.
Mm. Tommy Rockcliffe, ADP of 5, 76 Dream Team from 91 minutes. The poor points per minutes for him, a little blip. We hope his stocks are falling a little bit. I don't think so. This is Tom Rockcliffe we're talking about here. He's pre-season, he's on the golf courses, smoking cigars, drinking beers. He doesn't care about JLT.
He's still in play for me at pick 5, Jono.
Are you still in play for me at pick 4?
Well, there you go.
So, and the last one is Dane Zorko, ADP of 40, 63 points at 104 minutes. He's rising, was rising, but he's not falling. It is what it is, the Statesman says. So I think you're going to see some games like that, but you're going to see some absolute crackerjacks from him as well.
Yeah, who would you take? Would you take Beams or Zorko in a vacuum?
Beams. I just think the ceiling's there.
Yep.
Yep. But, hey, who knows with Fagan? We just don't know.
Well, who knows with Beams' body?
Yeah.
That's probably the question.
That is the biggest question, you would imagine. Moving on now to Port Adelaide v Hawthorne.
Wow, crap conditions in this game, Jono. Poured down in the second quarter. Windy is buggery. And, so not a great deal of skills on show, we'll say that.
Except for Ollie Wine's knee.
Yeah. we were looking to see who would take over as that slashing defender from Pittard, who's done his hamstring.
Yep.
And first quarter was all Darcy Byrne-Jones. He was on like 50 Dream Team points at quarter time. Finished on 70-something.
Oops.
So after that, it was Riley Bonner. Look, they both finished okay. I don't know who's going to score better whilst he's out. That's the truth. Mm. I would probably pick Darcy Byrne-Jones as the fill-in, but that's just my preference because he's been in the system a little bit longer.
Yep.
So, but...
And you'll get them really late in your drafts.
They're on the bench.
Yeah.
They're on the bench. It's just a plug and play.
Yeah.
So if you have a defender who's missing round one, maybe it's Montagna. Maybe Montagna's missing round one. Brad Ebert, sorry. The conditions really... Brad Ebert, Jesus Christ. I need a drink. Brad Ebert, yeah, scrappy conditions really suited him. He laid all the tackles in the world. I think he's a really great pick in Dream Team late. We know he's been a stud for... Three years before last, he'd averaged 100 and played 22 games. So I certainly...
Forgotten man there at Port Adelaide.
Forgotten man, but he really had a good game. I certainly like him in the Dream Team formats. Look, if they've moved Hamish Hartlett out of the midfield...
Which they looks like they have.
They have. Brad Ebert should be fine. So I certainly love him in my Dream Team formats. Supercoach, we know, is a little bit less relevant, but
yeah,
certainly still a bench option. Paddy Ryder, man.
Woohoo!
Did he look good. Only up against the Hawthorn rucks, which, let's be honest, aren't the premier rucks in the league.
McAvoy's still a good ruckman.
McAvoy was a good ruckman. Look, the legs are back. He beat some pretty ordinary competition, but I love him. He's the sole ruck.
Yeah.
He's going to demolish, like, in terms of scoring. We know he scored well before, so I'm certainly all over him, and I like the early buy.
Yeah.
So that's fine. If you don't have too many of these poor guys, that early buy should suit you, especially if your ruckman's missing. Like, who cares? Just plug in bloody Reece Stanley for a
pick
week.
Pick someone off the waiver for
Matty
a week.
Matty Leuenberger's leg might have not fallen. Might have reattached it by then.
Yep.
Ollie Wines, fine. Again, I'm certainly happy with him as an M3 in either form. Don't know if I want him as an M2.
Not comfortable there.
Where is he in my ranks? Probably around there.
Yep.
Aaron Young was forward, played well, scored well.
He's going to be hot and cold.
Wingard was out. Yeah, look, we used him at times last year, and he's lively. He certainly can lay a tackle and kick.
Pushes up on the wing as well, so he can get the possessions.
Yeah, look, unless I'm in a deep league, I think he's probably just a waiver pick.
Mm.
But, if he gets a name round one, you could certainly do worse than him. Hamish Hartlett, man. No midfield time at all. Sliding. right off sliding.
The board. Right off the board.
He's going Hans Gruber down the Nakatomi Towers.
Yep.
And yeah, just
no interest.
No interest. Justin Westhoff again. I know you guys have been laughing at me for that, but he's playing through the midfield.
I like the Westhoff.
Yeah, he's been playing through the midfield, and what are his conditions? Let's be honest, he's a bit of a princess. Needs it dry.
Yeah,
but he finished okay. He started out terribly when it was the first half, but after that he was okay. But he's going to be playing through the midfield.
That's awesome. I saw that article. He's been training with the midfield group over the pre-season and the summer, and like, I love it.
Yeah, he's Nick Riewoldt light.
Yeah.
You can draft him as a high-end F3.
Easily.
So I've got no problem with that. And Brett Eddy's form was fine, so hopefully if he stays in the team, that can keep Westhoff up on a wing.
And that'll get rid of Dixon.
So, yeah, no... Dixon's just a wrecking... That's Sam Powell-Pepper, 8 frees against. Man, does this guy like hitting people? Like, holy Jesus.
Take those 8 frees out, his scores would be massive.
Yeah, man, he just loves hitting people. I love watching that, too.
MRP reports coming through, you reckon?
It's too bad he's going to be on cheap wages, because he might lose a few bucks. There might be a few $1,000 things going his way. And no chatting in, so yeah.
Yeah. All good. Moving on to the Hawks now. Tom Mitchell, ADP of 18. Lock him in as a top 10 midfielder. Again, 78% game on...
18?
18, yeah.
I've seen him going in third rounds in drafts. I'm like,
what?
I'll be honest, Joe. I love it. I love him.
If I can get him in the third round, thank you very much. But
yeah.
78% time on ground. This is lower than his time last couple of years at Sydney. So come round one, that's going to bump up to 82-plus minutes. So the scores are going to be there. Lock him in as your round one. Top 10 midfielder even for me. Love it. There's been a lot of talk about Isaac Smith over the preseason. ADP of 56. Looks like he's going to settle himself onto a wing position and float forward a little bit. Going to be the better dream team scorer for me, which puts him... I've got him as an F2. In Dream Team, which is that rounds 5 to 7. Steve's distracting me. F3. Where was he? F3 in Dream Team for Isaac Smith. Will Langford, please do not get sucked into him. Like, I love Will Langford.
No, you don't. Langford sucks.
Almost had a breakout a couple of years ago. Went backwards massively. If Luke Hodge continues to miss training, could get in that midfield. We don't know. ADP of 282. Get him off your waiver wire, people, if he does happen to start to blow up. And the last one is Big Boy McAvoy. We've been talking about late ruck value all preseason. He's going to be the sole ruck with Vickery pinch hitting. 71% time of ground. ADP of 219, so I don't believe that. It's probably up a little bit higher, I would think, in that.
I don't know. McAvoy sucks, man. I would look to use rucks against McAvoy.
You reckon?
Yep.
Okay.
That's my thoughts.
That's your thought. But look, 89 Supercoach, 82 Dream Team. So if you're going to get that late ruck, yeah, that's fine. Fine for me.
Two ruck league.
Yeah, exactly. Moving on to the second last game, we've got Essendon and Geelong.
Okay, so how about Sean McKernan, Jono? It looks like being the ruckman now that I put the hex on Leuenberger.
And Tom Bell Chambers ain't going to play anytime soon.
Tom Bell Chambers is... Forget it. Well, he might come back, I guess. But look, if he's got forward status, he's not a ruck, so he needs to add that. Look, if he's their ruck, he's going to add it in round 6.
Yep.
But hopefully Leuenberger's back by then.
So, catch 22.
You might play him as a forward F5 first couple of rounds. Look, he's up against McAvoy in round 1.
Yep.
So that's probably a situation. I might use him.
Yeah. Can go forward, kick goals as well.
So, yeah. Zach Merritt, slight drop from last... These are Statesman's notes, by the way. Slight drop from last year's output, but still a gun.
We predicted that there'll be a slight decline in his output.
I think it has to be.
Yeah.
His ADP is 15, which feels about right, I guess. Job Watson, man. Great start, but slowed down as the game went on. I mean, these guys are still coming back.
Yeah.
Enjoying life will be value late, although the romance will have him selected too early. Look at the statement.
It's poetry in motion.
Who knew the Statesman was just a honey dripper like that? Hey? Oh, good on you, buddy. Dyson Heppel, ADP of 31. Hasn't impressed, and this is Statesman's, hasn't impressed doing JLT, and he hasn't.
No.
So he looks like he's coming on slower than the others. I tend to agree. If Heppel does go early in your draft, I will certainly be targeting him after, say, if around 4 or 5, look to make a move on him because he should get better as the season progresses.
Oh, for sure.
Brent Stanton, ADP of 65. Not impressive. The defense role not working yet. Stocks dropping will be better value only if defender status comes.
Nah, this is a stance we're talking about.
Well, I've got him as an M5. So ADP of 65 is way too early.
Yeah.
I want him more around pick 100.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you're really banking on that defender change. If it doesn't happen, you're just stuck with stance. I mean, think about it
and,
like this.
And he ain't going to go back to what he did a couple of years ago and average that 100. You wouldn't think.
Well, I wouldn't have thought. Not in defense.
Like, especially the way Goddard's playing so well through that midfield.
Yeah. So that's an interesting one, Stan. Yeah, probably just a bit too early.
Mm.
Maybe the traders have bumped his value up too much. We don't warn him. All over him. Yeah, and that's all the Statesman had on Essendon.
Moving on to the Cats. Basically, Lock in Danger as your number one player in both formats. Don't worry. Don't even worry about anyone else. He is going to back it up again this year. Just destroying it again with another 38 possessions. And right behind him as a great M2 is his old mate, Joel Selwood. Again, scored really well, 128 Dream Team and 144 Supercoach in that 73% game time. ADP of 41.
I'm not surprised.
Mm.
It feels a little bit low, though.
It does feel
low. That means Zorko's going in front of him.
It does, which I'd rather have Joel Wood over.
I'd rather have Selwood, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in Supercoach.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And not too much to talk about the Cats. Metagola, again with Selwood and Danger playing majority of the games, his scores took a massive hit. He was playing as that third midfielder. So again, scores were dropped to 50 Dream Team, 72 Supercoach. As well as Mitch Duncan came back to play inside mid as well for the
Killed
Cats.
Killed it until he got an injury.
Was it an injury?
He's got an injury issue. They're looking into him.
Ah.
We don't know the results.
Okay, so I was away for the weekend. I just saw 76 Dream Team, 78% Supercoach from 42% game time. So I'm like, holy crap, I'm rising him up the board. But
well, we've been on Mitch Duncan.
We have. Like I said, he was back on the inside mid. He has been playing on that wing, which I really liked, Mitch Duncan on the wing. ADP of 96. Could probably get him a little bit lower if he does have this some sort of injury concern.
Yeah, he's a bit of an afterthought player, isn't he? I mean, what's the difference between him and Zorko, really?
Not much.
5 or 6 points?
Yeah.
Give me the guys five rounds later.
What's that, 96? Round 10. Yeah, I look to like him in 12 or 13, to be honest.
I'll take him in round 10. No problems.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's basically going to be your fourth or fifth midfielder.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And moving on now to the last game, we've got the Saints taking on the Swans.
Well, the Statesman had a look at the Swans. Luke Parker, ADP of 14 in your whatever the hell that is, Dream Team, Ultimate Footy thing. Decent game, but was on limited minutes due to late start after surgery. Will improve as the season goes on. Well, he's put out 108 from 92 minutes. That's pretty bloody good if he's going to come on from that.
Love Luke Parker.
Buddy, ADP of 45, 106 in 106.
Good.
So it looks like another solid year from Buddy. I certainly got him in the top 10 forwards for both. Would you take him in the third round? Or would you take him in the fourth round?
Fourth.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking Tom Lynch in the third round.
Oh, well, when Tom Lynch is snaffled by the second round. No, Buddy will be a good pick. He looks good.
Yeah.
Jake Lloyd, man. ADP of 77, knocked out a ton.
Nice.
In 100 minutes. Rising defender, man. Statesman got him listed as a D2, D3. If you went forward or mid-mid or ruck, would you be happy taking Jake Lloyd as a D1 in Dream Team?
No.
No? Okay. I think I would if the rest of my team was all right.
Because I'm sure there would still be some higher-tiered defenders for me.
No, that's what I'm saying. They've all gone. You've gone, let's say it's round 5.
Yeah.
And you've gone ruck, 2 mids and a forward, and all the other defenders are gone.
You'd have to seriously consider it?
I think you can.
You can, yes. Also, again, what other defenders you got around the pool? And
so, you know, Jared McVay's retired, apparently, in the back line. So. So, which leads us to Zach Jones, ADP of 232. Someone called Zach Jones before anyone else, before the JLT.
Don't recall. Was. Do not recall.
Knocked out a ton. Is he waiver wire gun or is he Harry O revisited?
Ooh, he's not even... He's in the Himalayas, he's still sticking the knives in.
Yeah, players to get well soon, Stace. Players to come back in is a worrying sign, but Jared McVeigh's dead or retired or possibly in the Himalayas. Isaac Heaney's
on his deathbed of glandular fever.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking Zach Jones up with midfield rotations. I've got no problem taking him as a bench pick. I think he can be okay. I think he's got the scope to average over 80.
Yeah, for sure.
That's fine. He's eight. I'd rather him than Matty Broadman because I get him 10 rounds later. And
get him off the waiver wire, couldn't you?
Zach Jones.
Broadman.
Yeah, wow, exactly. JPK, ADP of 17. Generally a slow starter, second half of the season better. So it's the JLT, JPK.
Does not care.
Just rolling it around because he knows he has to carry the rest of the Sydney midfield.
Ooh.
Daniel Henry, ADP of 11.
Ooh.
And Statesman writes, please someone give him a slab.
Yes, please someone do. So then we can see him rolling out of taxis, falling down drunk in the middle of Burke Street or whatever it was.
That's how I like my players, Jono.
That's it. Moving on to the Saints now. Tom Hickey, Billy Longer, who? Absolutely destroyed it. You know, I can see Tom Hickey doing it against Ruckman like your Tippetts and all that sort of stuff. So, going to be well as your sole Ruckman. Mid-round pickup for me, so look, you can get him anywhere, but after round 10 is fine. But there was an article that did come out saying we might play Billy Longer in round 1 with Tom Hickey. And if
well, you're a Tom Hickey fan. What would you do with him?
If Longer's playing round 1.
Well, you're going to be drafting before teams are named.
Yes, I am. Avoiding.
What would you do? Would you just avoid or try to, if he was there in, say, round 17?
I'd take him in round 17.
Okay.
Because I know Tom Hickey will eventually push Longer out of that side and be the sole ruckman yet again. Jack Steele continuing to impress with 120 Dream Team, 114 Supercoach, ADP of 152, 12 tackles in a JLT. Calm down, Jack. Just calm down. Mm-hmm. Gone right past Kobe Stevens as that.
Who?
Yeah, exactly right. So, Kobe, enjoy the VFL, mate, because that's what I think you're going to be playing.
Kobe Stevens is going about as well as Kobe did in Boulder.
Well, Kobe didn't even get that on the park. He was in the team. He was named, but did not get a minute. So, worrying signs there if you were keen on Kobe Stevens. Weren't you, Steve?
I don't know. Have a look at my forward rankings. They're exactly the same as they were.
I still have the originals. oh, look. This guy's shooting up the board, so he's probably going to be going F3 now. I would still like him as my F4.
Yeah, I think that ship sailed, my friend.
Yeah. Dylan Robertson. I like Dylan Robertson as a player. With Jake Carlisle coming into that team, Robertson doesn't have to play that tall defender. He can play that mid-size, peel off, grab those intercept marks. I really like it. It's ADP's 188, which is, what, the 19th round. And that's because he had a really bad year last year because Jake Carlisle was suspended. So a lot of good value there. He's more of a super coacher, Dylan Robinson. But I like it.
Yeah, no problems with that. Yeah. We've used him before.
We have. And D5, which I think you can get, no worries. And David Armitage. Steve, before we started recording, said that he'd been carrying a back injury of some sort.
Apparently the back of like a 60-year-old man or something. But they've sorted it out, Jono.
They sent him to the Himalayas. The gurus got onto him. He's playing inside mid.
Jesus, we expect a lot from the Himalayas.
We do. Look, 74% game time. We've seen his game time over the years drop. So I believe, look, if you can get him as a, what, M5, and he's scoring you 113 Dream Team, 101 Supercoach.
I want him later.
You want him later?
He's not in my top 50, I'll put it that way.
Look, 137, that's round 14, so get him a round or two later, you'd be happy?
Yeah, I mean, round 14's okay. That'd be my 6th, 7th.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. So that wraps up the JLT series for 2015. My God, bring on round 1. Steve, we got a few questions this week.
Bring on the questions.
Bring on the questions. At Sean Miragalotti. I hope I have said that right.
Jesus, that was like a Brody Smith kick. You butchered it that badly.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Sean.
Sorry, Sean. It's just three words. Robertson or Cutler?
Yeah, I like Tom. We know we like Tommy Cuts, and Statesman likes Tommy Cuts. I think, yeah, I'd go Tommy Cutler.
Look, for Supercoach, I'm more of your Dylan Robinson. Yeah. But I think for your dream team scoring, Cutler will be the one.
Yep.
Nice even down the middle on that one. At K Tapscott 21 says, single season league, which two of Zach Jones, Christian Salem, Sharad Wellingham as D4 and D5 all been great in JLT? Cheers.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm not a big Salem fan, but I think you probably have to have him.
I think so too. I'm taking Zach Jones and probably Salem for me.
Yeah, I'm buying into... I know I've been on Zach Jones, but I'm buying into Wellingham. I would have Wellingham and Salem.
Yeah. I think any which way you go on that combo, it's not going to hurt you too much.
No, I don't... I mean, that's fine. That's perfectly reasonable. Unless, but, I mean, I'd take Wellingham just because I think he's probably got a higher ceiling.
Yeah, fair enough. And this one, I don't have the name here, thanks, Steve, but... A question off Twitter, what does Nick Riewoldt get me in a trade? It's a one-season league, looking for some ruck and forward depth. Can I get Higgins and Hickey? You certainly can, but you can certainly get a hell of a lot better players from that if you're trading out Nick Riewoldt, but I don't know why.
Yeah, we got this question, that's fine. I generally don't want to give up the best player in a trade, especially before the season. Like if I'm... through the year, say I'm around 8 and I've got some injuries, then yes, I might trade out the good player to get some depth. But in this situation, look at what you're trading out to get. You're essentially trading 20 points, which is what Riewoldt will give you over Sean Higgins.
Who's injury prone.
But you can find Tom Hickey on the waiver wire. I know the listener said he had Reece Stanley. Well, look, if I could find some better value than Reece Stanley, I'd try. But I'm perfectly fine rolling matchups.
Yep.
Like, and I want Riewoldt. I think you can do a little bit better than that. I mean, it's going to be hard to pry one of the better rucks, I think.
Yeah, but I think rucks are going to be gold premium this year.
I might, if you said to me I can get a Jack Billings or a Devin Smith and Tom Hickey, then yes, I'd do it.
Because
you're not trading down from a F1 from probably the forward one,
yeah,
to a F3 in Sean Higgins
and
he could be the 10th ruck, he could be the 7th ruck. He's probably not going to be too much higher than that. So I'd certainly look, if you wanted to do that, go for someone a little bit. Might be Jared Roughead.
Yeah.
Well, someone in the high F2 range.
Mm.
That's who I'd be targeting. And don't give up too much.
No, that's right. And we've spoken about it before. It's all about...
And Tom Hickey could lose his job.
Yeah. It's winning. It's not all about winning the trades all the time. It's about what's fair and what people need as well. But don't go pulling your pants down just to get
a better ruck.
Like. Yeah. Our second last question is from John Fun Bean Man Hines. Is Jack Steele a breakout player or fool's gold this year? Great potential for breakout, absolutely, as we've seen in the JLT, but I don't think he's fool's gold, but I don't think we're going to see those massive scores week in, week out.
If you're going to lay 10 tackles, you're not going to bust.
No.
That's the bottom line as a forward. I think he can be neither. Like, why can't he just be an 85 averaging forward?
That'd be great.
Not maybe 90.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a breakout.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think it's more likely he does that 85-ish sort of thing than what, goes 60? If you're going to lay 10...
He's not going to go 60.
He's going to lay a lot of tackles. He's going to find some ball.
Yeah.
They got him in. They're going to play him.
Yeah, for sure. And our last question for the day is from Harry. It's at HMW47. How many games for Nick Riewoldt this year? Playing on the wing, should be top Supercoach forward, but has a rest risk associated. Nah, I don't think so. The Saints are on the rise. They're going to be pushing to play finals. The only way he's missing the game if he gets injured, and don't see that happening. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I find it hard to believe they would rest him. Maybe they'll rest him once, but...
It's not going to affect you. Effective score for the year.
It's really hard. I mean, we expect St Kilda to be pushing in for that top 8. They're going to need all the wins they can get. Riewoldt's a big part of it. Look, they go to Fremantle in round 15. Maybe. I'd struggle to see it.
No, don't see it at all. All right, that wraps up the show for this week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you do want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or at Statesman33. Check out the website where you can find us, thedraftdoctors.com.au. Head over to Facebook, where just search in The Draft Doctors. Leave us a question. Leave us a funny antidote of your draft, of what's happened.
Antidote?
Is that the right
word? Anecdote.
Anecdote. I don't know. Maybe you got poison and you do need an antidote. I don't know.
Statesman, bring it back.
We want to hear your draft stories of what's been going on.
And we got our Keeper League draft show coming up on Tuesday.
We do. We're recording that on Sunday. Man, you and I are going to be dusty as hell when we record.
If we survive our regular draft, we're going to do a special pod for all the players in the Keeper Leagues. We're going to record it during the draft.
Cool.
So we got no idea. We're going to come in with different strategies. We'll talk about our picks a little bit. Obviously, we want to win. But so keeper strategies and keeper talk and a live draft.
Be good to have, finally. All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.